classroom pledge of the week is Mrs. Vela's fourth grade at Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman finds a creepy shrine to Nicolas Cage hidden under her house.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What's up, Kev?
Well, it is news time, and we're going to end this with a bang today, but we start...
Talking about the ending?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just telling you.
Are you talking about the show or the newscast?
The ending of this newscast
is... Oh, okay. That's better, yeah.
It's not for everyone.
Okay.
But first, this is for everyone. Walmart is launching its own private food brand.
Huh.
Called Better Goods.
Better Goods.
But it's one word. It's not like better than goods. It's better goods. One word.
Better Goods.
Would you like to know what Better Goods is?
Well, you said it was a food line, so.
No, 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 Jay. It's a new elevated experience that delivers quality, unique, chef-inspired food at an incredible value.
Whoa.
It is a fresh take on the culinary experience with elevated taste.
Ooh.
How about that? The company also said that Better Goods is thoughtfully curated and exciting culinary concepts deliver straight to our customers. Better Goods items range in price from $2 to under $15.
Okay.
With most of the products, you know, it's Walmart, under $5.
Right.
They offer 300 items that include snacks, beverages, soups, and coffee, and of course, many other categories in the new brand, Better Goods.
How about that?
So there you go. Is there already a Walmart brand? I feel like there was. Kirkland?
That's the other one. Costco.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Now why can't I remember it? I thought they already had one.
I did too, Jay, because I buy it all the time. Better Goods. Oh, these labels look great.
Do they look better? Good?
Better? Yeah. It looks really good.
Would you get sued? Oh, didn't they have great value, Kevin? Isn't that the one I'm thinking of?
Great value, yes.
Is that store exclusively?
I don't know.
Boy, we feel. Do you think it's everywhere, Steve?
I think so.
You think great value is everywhere?
Is it not?
Great value. As Walmart's most extensively developed retail brand, blah, blah, blah.
There it is, yeah. That's
right,
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Be that way.
Well, no, I mean,
so this is, it's not a great value, it's Better Goods.
It's Better Goods, yeah. Better Goods.
Which is still a good value, it's just higher quality, I think.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I bet you I'd buy some.
Well, here's the thing. If you have multiple brands, you can take up more shelf space. The more shelf space you take up, the more likely you are to sell some of your own stuff.
It's very true. Yeah, you're right. Well, I do like the labeling of it. It looks pretty good. Better Goods.
What if it was the same and they just switched
good.
The
it
label
looks Better
out.
Goods. That would be hilarious.
I'm not buying that great value. I'm buying Better Goods. Same.
Same thing. We fooled you.
Uh-huh. Maybe this
story is number two.
I always feel like people say this every single time. You know that Kirkland vodka is actually Grey Goose. People always say that. I don't know if it's true. Right. I have no idea if that's
right.
True.
Right, and they probably don't either, but it sure is
Everyone
fun to say.
Everyone says it. Do you know Kirkland vodka is actually Grey Goose?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Is that true? Someone confirm or deny, please. Someone who actually knows, not just someone who says it like I did.
Also, I was very concerned yesterday. I went to Costco, and I was there for an extended period of time, let's say 45 minutes, and I started to become a little worried. I didn't see anybody I knew, and then I was like, okay, whew. All right, there's somebody I know.
Yeah, that is a scary moment.
Even in the middle of the day on a weekday.
Am I not in the right city?
I was like, whoa, did I go to the wrong one?
Or you start to get sad where you realize nobody knows me anymore.
No, I didn't do that. I just thought it was weird that it was all these new people.
No.
But I did see like at least 20 of the employees that I knew. And I also start to know their names, which is kind of bizarre. Because they wear like name that. Tags, you know, and then I see yeah. them. You know, a lot of them have been there for 20 years or more.
Absolutely.
I see the one guy, I'm like, Robert? He's like, hey. It's funny because he always acts like he knows me, you know, like, hey.
I know, and I love that.
No, he doesn't, but it's fine.
So when you go in there, you want to have a conversation.
No, not at all. I just I just am shocked if I don't see somebody I know. Because then I literally think, this is a weird time of day to be here. Then apparently no one shops here from my hood.
Well, let's get to the final story this hour. And it is, I think we've all been to a zoo where you get a little disappointed, where you go to the zoo and like, oh my gosh, we're so excited to see the tigers or right. the bears or whatever it is. And you get there, and what are they doing?
They're sleeping in the shade.
They're just laying
there. Yeah, they're way in the back. And you can't see them in the enclosure.
No, see, over there, that's not a rock. That's a bear, sweetie. Right. Do you see it?
Right.
Yeah, isn't that cool? That's a big brown bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was not the case at the Woodland Zoo in Seattle.
Oh,
where they
I've
had
been there.
Two of the brown bears, which, by the way, one of my favorite exhibits at the Seattle Woodland Zoo. Is the bears when they're like trying to catch the fish or whatever.
Okay.
Or they're playing in the water. That is actually cool. But these brown bears, they were just roaming around their enclosure. And of course, I would imagine that's exciting for everybody.
Sure. Walking around. Activity.
When they got some unexpected visitors that showed up into their little exhibit.
Uh-oh.
A mother duck and her ducklings came down to cool off in the water when one of the bears jumped into the water and ate the ducks.
Oh, right in front of everyone?
Yep.
Oh, duck.
The zoo said, while we know it can be difficult to watch, bears and other carnivores predating?
I think that's wrong.
But they are
predators.
Being predators onto them. So what is that word? Predating?
Preying? I think
it's
preying.
I don't know. It says it actually says predating if I were to read it exactly what it looks like. Carnivores predating on chicks is a natural instinct and indeed is part of the circle of life that you have to explain to the younger visitors.
Predating.
Predating?
Predating.
I think that's a different thing.
What is predating? Is that like chatting
predating.
Online?
Predating.
No, like something before something.
Predating.
I mean, I guess it could be that in that context.
So carnivores predating does not
predating,
make any sense.
Predating a duck, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but it wasn't... Well, it was a nice meal. You've had duck before. Was it, what was it? Do I ask if it was one of the little baby ones or the...
Jay, it ate all of them.
It ate all of them?
It's a bear. It ate the ducks.
Oh.
It ate all the mother duck and her duck.
Oh,
very sad. Very sad to see it happen at the zoo. But you know what? My question is simply this. Would you rather see that or them sleeping?
The big 99.9.
You can't have it both ways.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm the worst. Like, you would bring it in and go, yeah, that's really good. And then someone would give me one they got out of a plastic container and go, yeah, that's really good.
Kevin James.
He's like, well, they both can't be good.
Then you need to date Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin.
All right, guys. I need to know if my morning routine is common or am I just not very nice in the mornings. I love drinking a big cup of coffee each morning. I have 3 kids, a husband, and 2 dogs. I feel like how my cup of coffee goes is how the rest of the day follows. Now, I don't want anyone to talk to me. This is like my 15 minutes of peace. I try to get up early to get this done. It was impossible when the kids were younger, but they're now 12, 14, and 17. This is the one thing I ask for each day, and everyone knows it. But sometimes they don't allow it to happen. My husband is by far the worst offender. He says, well, it's ridiculous to not talk to you and just shut down for 15 minutes. It really makes my day, though. Is it ridiculous that I want to do this every day? I'm going to start talking to him maybe while he's pooping for 20 minutes. I see what she's saying. That's maybe his piece.
Mm.
That's from Allison.
509-441-0999. First text, sync his pooping with your drinking. There's an idea.
Okay.
I mean, he couldn't get up and bother you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anybody that I know that wants to have the silence just gets up earlier. Like, they just get up before everybody else so that they know that it's a guarantee that they're not going to be bothered. And they're like, look, I get up 15 yeah. minutes earlier just because I want to, whatever it is, read the paper.
And it sounds like she's trying to do that, but I'm guessing that maybe some days the schedules are different with the husband or whatever. And maybe he just loves her so much that he wants to chat with her.
I don't know what that would be like to just be like, hey, don't talk to me for 15 minutes while I sit here and drink my coffee and they're sitting at the table. It might seem a little weird, but...
Jay, I will tell you this. She is not alone. The number of people that are saying that this is 100% what they try to do as well, and that it's just crucial to put them in the right, mode.
Frame of mind.
Right mood for the day. Like, it's such a big deal. There are a couple people that say... I just could never get this accomplished. I now get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do this.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people do.
A lot longer, yeah. Now, that would also, the rest of your day would go horrible, I feel like, because you were up at.
I don't think so. You started it exactly the way you want to. You wanted peace and quiet, and I think that's, I mean, you got to give something. Either you're going to give up on a little bit of sleep, or you're going to give up on your silence. I don't know if you can expect the whole house to be quiet for you. I don't know if that's a reasonable thing. I think just get up a little bit earlier.
Well, I think if people are up, and why can't they respect it? Like, that seems easy. Like, hey, I'm sitting here drinking my cup of coffee for 15 minutes, and I'm just going to, whatever it is, maybe she sets and stares out the window. It's beautiful. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what her routine is. She sits on the porch and drinks it. You know, everybody's got their routine with their coffee.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't seem that hard for... kids and a husband to just be like, yeah, chill for...
I don't know, Kevin. You try playing the quiet game for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Steve can't do it.
I can't.
Well, and you could talk to each other. Just don't talk to... Don't ask mom a question right now. I feel like the husband's the guy who should enforce this better. He seems like the one who doesn't want to enforce it.
Yeah, I think this is all on her. You want peace and quiet, get up earlier. Otherwise, you're expecting people to be quiet.
Again, I think she just maybe wants them not to talk to her. Is that fair?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it's that much
to ask. I feel like if you're a good husband, you just say, hey, chill. Mom likes her 15 minutes in the morning. Everybody do their own thing when she's done.
Sure.
Then we can ask her all the questions that I don't know the answer to.
Mm. Do you have to do a stopwatch for this situation, or what are we doing here?
She raises a flag.
Once the 15 minutes is up?
It has a sound effect. All questions are now being accepted. Or have an air horn.
Number two. I'll take number two. Number 57.
Erica says, I think it is great that you try to take, 15 minutes and just shut down.
Yeah.
More people need to slow down and take their time. Your husband is very wrong in this case. Does this man ever allow you a break? Oh, boy. There we go. Jeez. Calling him out.
Yeah. Also, he's probably would benefit if he did give her a break.
Right.
I mean, 100%. There's that. But
that's what I'm thinking. I mean, we've all done that probably where you've said to the kids or whatever, like, hey, let's just chill. Give mom a little time right now. Do whatever. And then we can talk to her because that's going to be better for everybody in the long run.
I don't know how many people have the morning schedule of getting up extra early just to have their own time. I don't know how often people do that. But I think the people that actually do that seem to really have a good grasp on what they need. You know what I mean? So they're like, I need this. So I'm going to get up. I don't care if I have to get up an extra 15, 20 minutes early because I really know what I need. And, I mean, hats off to you for understanding what you need, really. It's the ones that are like, I don't know. I feel anxious and I don't know what's causing it and I got too much to do and... You know, you can't sleep in and have all those things to do and feel like you're under control. Get up earlier.
I don't know. I'm still pretty anxious all the time.
Yeah, I don't know that getting up early will always fix that, but I understand what you're saying.
Slows the pace down.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Gosh, falling in love in the first day. I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. I could maybe do that if it wasn't so much work. Right?
Kevin James.
No comment.
We all know you're anti-work, so I guess that's
well, no, I mean.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country, it's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
All right, we've got $888, I think. We'll double check that momentarily, but let's see. Hey, Austin. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I was half a second from hanging up on you because I thought I lost you.
Sorry.
Woo, that's okay.
Oh, I'm glad he's there.
Probably had us on mute and was saying something and then realized that we were on mute, you know, and like,
Yeah,
I guess how it works, man. Austin, Secret Sound Time, have you paid attention to the clues and the wrong guesses and, you know, Kevin's dance moves and all that stuff?
For the most part, I think.
He's right now thinking, Kevin's dance moves. I missed that. No, I'm just kidding. He wasn't dancing. There's been no dancing so far that we're aware of. So let's see exactly what we're playing for.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is...
a lot. Let's say that. I know it's a lot.
$888.
888 is a great number. Austin, it'd be a nice way to start your day, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Or finish your day. I don't know. Are you finishing or starting?
Starting, yeah.
Starting, okay. All right, man. Let's give it a listen. Here we go.
Here's the secret sound.
Austin, for $888, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it dropping a shoe on the floor?
Dropping a shoe on the floor.
What kind of shoe?
Let's say boot.
Boot.
Not dropping a boot on the floor. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. Not dropping a shoe on the floor.
It's neither one.
It's neither. I want to make sure we're trying to give the money away. So I want to make sure, you know, I'll give you a little extra hint there. We are going to qualify you for a $100 gift card just for playing the game. Okay, Austin?
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. You know, I feel bad. I mean... it's disappointing if you think you have a relatively good concept.
Right.
And then you're like, well, I think I have a good concept. It's nearly $900. Then you get through and you're like, oh my gosh, I got through?
Right.
And then if it's wrong, you're like, I feel bad. Is it? Well, the
and
good
there's
news.
Somebody, you know, right now going, I know it.
I know exactly what it is.
But do they?
I don't know.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
That's the question right there, Steve. Good question. Good question, Steve. Good question.
Thank you.
$902.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
Man, we'll play again at 9:20 this morning, and then if we don't get a winner, then Jim will play a couple times this afternoon, et cetera, until we get a winner.
Do you mind if I start with some news that probably should have been covered Monday, but I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday?
And that's why we waited. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. It is why we waited, because okay, I was curious about your opinion on it. I figured you were probably up to speed on it.
Numerous people sent me messages saying, you know, hey, what do you think of your guy, Eric Church, at Stagecoach?
Right, yeah.
Has he lost his edge? What's going on with Eric? And I'm like, I don't know that he's lost his edge. I think he's lost his mind.
So tell everybody what happened, first of all.
Apparently, at Stagecoach, which is a large outdoor music festival, mm-hmm. I think maybe the biggest one around, he decided to do a set that was, I believe, all acoustic with a choir.
Yeah, and I don't know if he did his entire set that way, but there was. It's how he started it, stained glass windows, just a stool, and acoustic guitar.
And it was not the whole set?
I don't know for sure if it was, Kevin.
I heard that it was.
All I know is when someone said the first 15 to 30 minutes, there was just thousands of people walking out.
Yeah, and he was just doing the a bunch of songs that weren't his songs
either.
Kevin,
here it is right here. I waited over 30 minutes thinking it would end and would play some of his own music. Never happened. So there you go.
And he eventually sang like Springsteen. I saw that.
Okay.
But it was weird.
Lots of covers with the choir. Yeah, and people are like, I paid $600 to see headliners sing their songs.
Yes.
Which is fair.
100%. I'm on the fan side here. Like, I love Eric Church, and I would love to see him do something different, probably.
Okay.
But I would want to know that it was something different.
In advance.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
It's just like I said when he was doing the crap where he would, shows at 9 o'clock or whatever, and he has said plainly to the people in the arena, not the fans, but the people who are there know, he's not starting till 9:30.
Yeah, he's
or whatever.
He'll be late.
So everybody feels like it's 30 minutes late or whatever. To him, it's not late because that's what I told you I was going to play. But it's a goofy thing to where the fan is the one getting left out of.
That's right, yeah.
And I feel like Eric, who has always been an artist, that's like his big thing. He's into being an artist. But it's like, Eric, you're doing some weird things, man, that are, I feel like, forgetting about the fan too much.
Yeah, I think it's mistreating the fan. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. Again, if he would have said, all right, at Stagecoach, it's not going to be all my hits. I'm going to do a bunch of covers. I got a choir. It's going to be more of a taking you to the church, so to speak.
And then that could be very cool.
But that's what it's going to be. But to just do it and not play all the songs that have made you famous and made you who you are.
Yeah. And I don't know. And again, it's one of those things where some of the stuff he's done makes me really question him. He's probably fallen out of my number one spot.
Yeah. I mean, remember it was all the way back to skipped out on a concert to go to a basketball game. And then he did the whole,
that
I'm
one
late.
I at least understood.
I'm like,
I mean, I did, as a basketball fan, I loved it.
Yeah.
But I also was like, man, I would be so bummed.
Yeah. If it's the one.
I mean, that was not cool to the fans. Right?
Remember, he did it the day before. That was the part that was the problem because people had travel plans. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It
I don't
wasn't
know.
Good. I can go. If I listen to your music, Eric, I love every bit of it. I'm going to listen to the songs on your albums, and I think you're phenomenal. I love the way you write. I love the sound. I love it all. But, man, some of the decisions has made it hard
for
me to love him completely.
Remember Blake talked about this not that long ago. He was talking about having to sing Austin, and he was like, man, it was my first song. And he goes, well, I love it and everything, and it just wasn't – it seemed weird to put it in the sets now because not everybody knows the song because it's so old. And he goes, I was to the point where I didn't even like singing it so much. And he goes, but – you know, it still had enough of a reaction where I just kind of got over it. He goes, now I've actually found joy in singing it, which I think is what you have to do.
Yeah, and I think
Eric, I get how you'd be burned out.
Doesn't have like an issue singing his songs. I think it's for him more of a like, what can I push myself and be different?
Creative album.
And like, how can I be creative and be this? Like, you know, like the last album, he did the one album where he went up to the cabin in the woods and they did whatever it was 23 days 28 days
of just writing,
and they wrote
stuff.
The entire album did the entire album in 28 days and then just said, again, it's just pushing himself as an artist, which is fine, but it's a bummer when it doesn't appeal to the fans as much.
You can't affect the fan base.
I'm really worried about my top three. You know, my top
Your
three
top
artists
three artists have changed
are they have been for quite a while. Eric Church. I don't know. This one's always hard. I don't know who's two.
So you don't know your top three.
Well, I don't know the order. I know who
In
they
no
are.
In no particular order.
It's Morgan Wallen and Sam Hunt.
Okay, yeah.
Those are my three favorites.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But boy, have they all had issues. I mean, thinking of it, Eric's probably the cleanest one.
In here. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, you can tip this, or, you know, skip the tip.
Right.
And I had never tipped at a fast food restaurant before.
Right.
And I saw that for the first time, and I go, oh, whoa.
Kevin James.
Out loud, you said it?
Yeah.
That's subtle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Did you feel it? Can ye smell it? Are you a big dog?
Hey, big dog.
Saturday evening, the big dog, that's me. I was DJing a prom over in
Corduroy. Oh, big dog with the corduroy pants.
I did not wear corduroy pants.
Do you own corduroy pants?
No, I wish I did, though, I man. That'd be something. Back I used
the,
to have
back
a pair.
In the day, right?
Brown pair. Brown
well,
corduroy.
Well, yeah, that's what they sold.
Oh, that's all, they were hot.
Yeah.
I have a picture that's in my house of my family in Manitou Park.
Like you
mom.
Took a family picture or
yeah,
you just happened
mom
to? Oh, okay.
And my brother and sister and I.
Yeah, nice.
And it's in my house still. I have it up on my little mantle. And it is, I am wearing corduroy pants.
Yeah, baby.
I think my brother is too.
Well, I hope so. You got to dress
yeah,
alike.
You got to dress alike. We were in our browns in Manitou in fall. Beautiful. But Saturday night around 10:20 p.m., did anybody else feel the earthquake?
You were in Spokane?
I was in Coeur d'Alene.
In Coeur d'Alene.
DJing a prom, Coeur d'Alene Resort.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the prom. We were cleaning up. We were tearing stuff down. And I was, I had my subwoofer.
Yeah.
That is on wheels. It's very gigantic.
Right.
And then I put some other stuff on top of it. And then I just try to stack stuff on top of it because then you can roll it out.
Hey, big dog.
Very handy instead of carrying stuff.
Obviously.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to go get my car from the valet. So they'll bring
I think
it
you're
around
trying to say valley.
Valet. So that we can load up. All right?
Close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think, well, I could put one more thing on top of that speaker.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm going to put this giant box of cables that is very heavy on top of there. So I pick up the
makes
box.
Makes sense. Yeah, good
and
job.
And I start walking. So now I've got a big box in front of me. So, of course, I don't see anything down below.
Oh, no.
Because I've got a box.
Oh, no.
And apparently, I catch my foot on like a speaker stand or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I start going down, baby.
You're going down, down.
I am
He's
falling.
Going down.
And the box of cables is very heavy. Yeah. So I'm like, well, that's pulling me to the ground.
Oh.
So I got to throw it.
Oh, wow.
So I toss the box of cables.
Oh,
thinking,
man.
What an athletic move.
Because you're going forward at this point, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Heading toward nose to ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I throw.
What angle are you at upon the throw? 45 or you're 45, not quite there? Oh,
45,
wow.
Yeah, pretty bad. So I throw them thinking, well, that's going to help me get upright.
What?
Right? Because I at least don't have another 30
It's not
pounds,
dragging you to the ground, I understand, yeah.
30 pounds in my hands that are going to hurt me.
Uh-huh.
So I throw them.
What is the surroundings again?
Coeur d'Alene Resort?
No, but is it open right there? Like, or is there something that's going to be hit by the cords when you toss them?
No, there was some other, I mean, obviously there was a speaker stand there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the one you tripped on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, they were kind of safe onto the ground.
Okay.
And they're kind of a clear path in front of me, which was
good.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
Good or bad, I don't know. Because I then did what I can only describe as a 30-second fall.
Because you're trying to catch your balance?
I'm too far forward already, Jay, when I throw them.
Yeah, of course.
It didn't help, really.
No, now it's
and
all
I just
stumble,
kept
get your hands
stumble,
free.
Stumble, stumble.
Do they not have cameras for this?
Stumble, stumble. I wish.
Oh, my
wish.
Gosh. Me
stumble,
too.
Stumble, stumble. Where I started and where I ended was a good 35 feet.
Because this not only is one of my favorite things to see on the internet is the, you know, the security or ring camera
yeah.
fall. When no one gets, like, seriously hurt, obviously, but it's also could have got you some money, you
Jay,
know?
And it was just one of those where I was like, I've got it. I'm saving it right here. Here we go. Up, up. But I also...
Yeah, right. Good one.
My belly and gravity
yeah.
were against me. And I just kept stumble, stumble, stumble. God, and finally, I was just like, you're not going to win. You're
so
going
down.
So you
just down. Gave up and just kind of went down?
And I just kind of... I mean, I kept trying to fight it, and then I just went down... Right on my right knee and
oh, no.
left elbow
oh,
and just
it isn't so.
Crash. Then I just roll over on the ground. And, of course, of all the people helping me that day, it was my son.
Your oldest son.
Yeah, my oldest, very funny, but critical son, Tyler. And I just lay there for a second, and he goes, let me help you up. And I go, no, I need to just lay here and recover for a second.
Oh, yeah, like, you got to take a minute.
I got to see. And, of course,
well, luckily, you take inventory, right? You're taking inventory.
All the kids were gone from the prom. There was nobody left in the room except for people who worked there. And then I go to get up, and I realize, first of all, I had on jeans that were very tight.
Oh, dang it.
So I wasn't as mobile as I should have been.
So are you just, like, rolling over at this point?
I roll over. I start to try to get up. I'm struggling to get up now. I realize my knee really hurts. I cannot get off the ground.
Man.
My son's like, here, grab a hold of me and get up. I'm like, I am trying.
Yeah, Kelly said she felt it.
She felt it. Okay, I wondered if other people felt it. It was so loud.
Where are you hurting, Kevin?
Everywhere, Steve. The Big 99.9 It didn't hurt. It hurt instantly, and then I was like, I feel fine.
Not one sarcastic comment from your son?
Then, oh, so many.
Okay.
Then the next day. No, you know what I actually said? He was just mad at me because he goes, why were you trying to do that?
There it is.
I had the stuff. The reason I'm here is to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And then he goes, go sit in the car.